This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Knicks lose to the Warriors last night. The 2,000 fans at the Garden. They really did have an opportunity. Played a great first half, in my opinion. And it comes out in the third quarter. They fall behind. They battle back in the fourth quarter. They really needed to take a lead because the Warriors were ice cold there for a while Steph Curry was on the bench and Draymond Green was on the bench, and they should have taken a lead. They should have come all the way back and taken a lead, but it was just so many frustrating possessions for the Knicks. You know, whether forcing up bad shots or shots rattling in and out, it was just so annoying. And then the Knicks finally got it tied at 97, and here comes Steph Curry, you know, right down the floor, bang, 300-97. And then, of course, as we said earlier, that little runner and that floater with the foul, that was another dagger for them. I mean, there was a couple of times that I thought the Knicks were going to be done in the game and weren't, like the Derrick Rose foul on Eric Paschal, the clear path foul where they got two shots in the ball and the Warriors only got 1 point out of that. I was like, wow, okay. I thought that was going to be it. It wasn't it. But it's just another one of those illustrations last night that the Knicks have Julius Randle, and Derrick Rose helps a little bit. He does. But the Knicks are missing that other reliable scorer against a good team when the game is on the line. And sometimes guys step up. You know, it was against, a couple weeks ago, you had Atlanta. You know, you had R.J. Barrett being that guy. You've seen Elfrid Payton be that guy at times. You've seen Derrick Rose step up, be that guy here or there. But it's just not, it's too inconsistent. So that, you want to talk about the Knicks taking the next step, it's someone needs to emerge as your reliable second scorer against good teams late in the game where you can win some more of these. And then that's how you go from being a team that's a couple games over 500 as to a team that's struggling to get back to 500. But Steph Curry's just having a ridiculous season.
You really got nothing from Quickly last night. You got very little from Barrett and Toppin. So these are your three guys moving forward that are supposed to be foundational players, and they didn't have their greatest of games last night. And then, of course, Steph Curry, as you pointed out, I mean, you know, he's ridiculous. When he plays like that and he's on a stage and fans are in the building and it's the Garden, he just went off last night. And you know what's amazing about him is just not only his shot. I mean, because I thought Elfrid Payton was all in his kitchen all night long. But just some of the ball handling skills that you see. You know, he'll turn the ball over now and again, but it's so effortlessly done. Like the way he does it through his legs and around his back and back behind the pan. I mean, it's just, it's poetry.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see him back healthy doing this. I mean, one of the things that just keeps going through my mind is, you know, where would this team be if Klay Thompson was healthy and didn't have that injury to start this season? Because you haven't seen him in forever.
I always think, where would the Knicks be if, you know, we were able to get him and, you know, Golden State didn't snatch him right from under us?
Sure, of course.
That's the kid. That's the guy. And, you know, think about how many championships they really should have won.
Well, it's another thing I think about with them. So, of course, you had the one where they came back 3-1 or blew the 3-1 lead against Cleveland with LeBron, and you had the Draymond Green suspension, and then he didn't play in that game 6, and that was a nonsense thing. And then, of course, you know, last year with the injuries, with Kevin Durant getting hurt. So, not 2 years ago, his last year with the Warriors.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's... That's a dynasty that should have had, in my opinion. I mean, that should have been 5 championships for them, easy.
And maybe they would have competed for one this year. I would have liked to see it. I would have loved to see them come back and try to do it again with those three guys and not Kevin Durant. And how awesome would have been a Warriors-Nets final, with, even though we're not Nets guys, but Warriors-Nets final to see Durant and that Warriors team going at it. But, I mean, it's probably going to be the Lakers this year out of the West.
You know, you and I were talking about the draft and whether or not the Knicks were going to be in the lottery and all this other stuff. And we felt like, you know, James Wiseman was going to be the number one pick. And when you watched him last night, he didn't play all that much. But when he did play, like, I hadn't seen the kid play at all until last night. And you could see that, you know, he's 7 foot and how athletic he is. And he had a presence last night. He had 14 points last night.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, he's someone that fits in perfectly with those guys. It's just another one of the – Kelly Oubre Jr. is not Klay Thompson, and that's why they're a 500 team, is because, I mean, although he's a decent player and they tried to replace him with him, it's just – I just would have loved to see that group adding Wiseman, though Steph Curry coming back and having the season that he's having, Draymond Green with still some gas in the tank. But, I mean, they're better than the Knicks, that's for sure, and they were last
right.
night.
And meanwhile, over in Brooklyn, you know, James Harden goes off again.
Yeah, another triple-double. It's incredible. And Bruce Brown, of course, was awesome. I mean, that – so I like those stories with the Nets. I do, when Bruce Brown is a big story for them, because you like to see that type of stuff. But we'll see when Kevin Durant comes back how much better they can be, because right now –
how much better can they be?
I don't know. I mean, he's one of the best players in basketball, so obviously they can still
now,
be better.
But now you get to see James Harden up close and personal every game. In every game, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and there are points in games where if you watch him on the basketball court without the basketball, he's just standing around. Like, he's not doing anything. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I mean, the ball needs to be in his hands, yes. I mean, he's not going to play a lick of defense. He's not going to do anything off the ball. The ball's got to be in his hands. He's got to be a facilitator. And
but
when it is,
it's the craziest thing ever, because if you watch him away from the ball and he's not moving or he's not running towards a pick or
like
something
a
like that,
in a practice.
He looks like he's on the practice court just telling his teammates where to go without the ball.
No, I think he's got a whistle around his neck. He's just going to start a drill here or there.
Right.
All right, let's go to Rick down in Florida. What's up, Rick?
So I'm watching the Nets yesterday, and from Miami, and you guys probably don't even know, Bruce Brown went to Miami.
He was drafted by the Pistons and traded to the Nets. Yeah, so what do you want?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about him.
Okay.
So he was stymied by injuries in his career at the U of M, and Jim Larranaga absolutely loved the kid. And I've seen him play. He can score on anybody at any point in time, on any spot in the field, on the court. He is phenomenal. He finally got his opportunity. He's a tight end that can shoot the three, drive it to the lane, never misses a free throw. The guy is a diamond in the rough, and the Nets are just going to walk through the NBA title.
Okay. We'll see. I hope not, because that wouldn't be fun for us. I don't want to see them walk to an NBA title.
There's nobody in the East that's even going to remotely. If they stay healthy, who in the East? Philadelphia?
Come on. I know. I mean, Milwaukee doesn't scare you right now.
Depending on what Philadelphia adds at the trade deadline and all that stuff, who knows?
So that's the way we feel right now. It's a long way to go. We haven't even hit the All-Star break.
They don't even have
a nice little win streak here. Let's not go crazy and walk in the NBA title.
A nice little win streak?
Nice little win streak.
Without their best player?
It's a nice little win streak.
And maybe their best player is actually Harden.
I mean, it's a nice little...
Because when he's gotten here, since he's gotten here...
Couple wins in a row.
7.
It's just a few. It's a handful.
But since he's gotten here, it's basically been, forget it, it's over.
Yeah, it's just a couple wins.
It's going to come down for James Harden. It's going to come down to the playoffs.
You can't beat the Kings at home, then what are you really doing? This is what I say about it. I mean, they beat the Sacramento Kings at home. They're going to fire their coach any minute now. I mean, just big deal. He had fans backing up, 300 fans. They were going to beat the Kings.
Right.
You beat the Kings with your eyes closed. You know, let's start to, and I understand they went out west and they played well, but that's just, it's just one West Coast trip. It's really, let's not get crazy here. Mm-hmm. Just walk into an NBA title, just strolling right through. Vic is in Belmore. What's going on, Vic?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
All right, what's up, Vic? What's happening?
Good. I got a way to get Al back to the studio sooner. It's called a Furbo. It's a camera that you put in your house and you can watch your dog, but you could also hit a button and talk to your dog. And when the dog comes over to the camera, you could shoot it a treat. So the dog is never truly alone. And who knows, with Al, the way he likes to, you know, mess around, maybe you can get a sponsorship for the radio station for Furbo.
Well, look at that, Vic. We appreciate you being a salesperson.
Did you know
here.
About that, Al?
Well, I do have a camera in here where I could talk to the dog, which yes. I've never done. I do check in on her when I leave to make sure she's not pacing or anything. She's always laying down, which is good. So I know she's fine when I leave the house. So it's good to check in on her. But I think if I talked to it, it would freak her out.
Does she bark at you when you leave?
No.
See, I've heard people with these things that say never do it because when you leave your house and you see how upset your dog is and waiting by the door and, like, you know, being distressed that you're not there, it'll make you so upset that you'll never want to leave the dog ever again.
Yeah, what I'll do is, if I go to dinner or something, I'll, like, to check in on her. I won't check in right away, but I'll check in, like, 15 minutes later, and she's always laying down. So that's I'm happy with that.
Right, so she's not freaking out, anxiety attack, that type of stuff.
But in the beginning, she would.
Right. I mean, if you look at her right away and they're staring at the door waiting for you to come back and they're wagging their tail, you're like, oh.
Or whining, like she whines.
Yeah, like, oh, no. I feel terrible.
Yeah.
Can't do that. I mean, now being a dog dad, you know about all these things.
Yes. Yeah,
you don't want to see. When you say she whines, what do you mean?
You've heard her before.
Yeah, she goes.
Yeah.
Is she trying to tell you that she wants to go outside?
No. Well, she does that for... That's how she communicates anything. I want a treat. I want food. I want you to pet me. It's all the same, so it's hard to try to figure out.
That's why you hired that woman to talk to her.
Yeah, see what's going on.
See what's up with all this whining. I can't decipher this whining. Everything's the same.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
So while we were rolling our face, Allie took a picture of one of the TVs outside. Allie, our makeup artist. And in that picture, Jerry looks as miserable as you could possibly imagine. And it's just a bad, wrong time. Have you seen this picture?
What are you going to do?
I mean, he's he's looking at us. He's got this side eye.
Disgusted. Yeah. Did you use the roller, Jerry?
I did.
How do you feel?
The same.
You don't feel any different?
Do you have any drainage? Are you Jerry juice out of your face of yours?
Any juice out of your face?
I tell you, these makeup people, they got some racket.
What do you mean?
It's like a lint brush for your face.
Yeah, but it's pushing all the juice out of your face.
Why is it any different than average? Go like this.
No. It's because it's
same
Jerry.
Thing,
Jerry.
Jerry
it's jade.
Stone. It's jade stone, Jerry.
All right, I'll go grab a rock and
let
like
me
this.
Ask you a question, Jerry. These makeup people have a racket.
Yeah, I think I
you
said
think,
that.
You think
pretty eloquently.
Allie has a racket going on?
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the people making these products. Makeup's one thing. This thing is goofy.
It's not goofy.
I tell you, I felt great after it.
So did I.
I tried pushing it on my stomach. I couldn't get that out.
Well, if you do, but you have to do it every day, Jerry. You can't just do it once every, you know, it's like the sauna blanket I gave you. You got to use it.
I'm not using the sauna blanket every day. I will use it a couple times a week.
I use it every day, man.
It must be nice to have nothing to do all afternoon.
Well, I am older than you and, you know, basically we're at a little different stages in
Correct.
Our lives.
That's why when you get on me for not being able to find an hour every day, you got to remember you have nothing to do all afternoon.
Well,
and my schedule is
full. That I have nothing to do all afternoon. It's just
you
that
binge
I do
watch
carve out,
Amazon
I do,
Prime.
I carve out moments for myself to make sure that I stay healthy.
Right.
Big
right.
knife. It's maintenance. That's what it is.
Maintenance, sure. Jerry.
Yeah.
I have plenty of maintenance. I exercise.
But you're not getting any sleep.
Busy.
At 2 in the morning?
I come into work at 2 a.m.
Okay.
We do a show from 5 to 6. I'm not sure if you know, with Al.
Yeah.
Got to be
and
ready
you,
to go.
I notice how you come in, but your partner doesn't.
It well, looks like he's there.
Don't turn this on me. Keep it on Jerry.
All right, Jerry. What's going on in sports, huh?
All right, so just a couple of things with the Tiger situation. So we know he had surgery after the accident yesterday, and he was alert. That's good. The bad is that it was fractures to both legs, including a compound injury and a shattered ankle. So it is awful. Here was Alex Villanueva, just in terms of how things appeared. He's the L.A. County Sheriff.
The deputies arrive on scene. There's a vehicle that's rolled over. There's someone inside the vehicle. They can't remove him. Obviously, that's. We'll leave it at that. He was alive and he was conscious, and that's the extent of that.
They want details, and they did not use the jaws of life.
Yeah, that
was
something
reported.
That was where the hell that came from.
Well, the LA County, I think, put out a statement saying that.
Oh, really? They did?
Yes, yes. God. But they were wrong.
It was just funny where the guy's like. You know, you hear a question from the background. Was he conscious? And the sheriff goes, we're just going to leave it at what I said. But he was conscious, yes.
Did you not hear what
yeah,
I said?
Right.
Here was Bryson DeChambeau on his ability to recover going forward.
Whatever's happened, he's always come back from it in a pretty amazing way. He's an amazing human being that has done incredible things. So I have no doubt in my mind he'll be back and take him a little longer, I'm sure. But from my perspective, he's one of the most impressive human beings I've ever met. And I think that he'll come back just fine.
I like how CBS Sports Network has his surgery from 1994 up.
How about the fact that he's had five back surgeries?
Yeah. And was still hopeful of playing the Masters, though I don't know that it sounded too likely because of where he is in the rehab, but now we certainly know he won't be playing. So just good news that he's hopefully will be okay. Basketball-wise, that those few wins that the Nets have had now
just
add up to seven.
Halliburton faked a behind-the-back pass.
Handful.
Missed the running layup. Rebounded by Brooklyn. Irving's got it. Middle of the pack into the front court. Leaves it behind for Harden. He'll step into a deep three, and it's good for James Harden.
Yep, Chris Carino, the call here on the Fan.
One of the things I've always said is a winning streak really isn't a winning streak until you hit 10. That's what I've said for many years, so I'm holding steadfast to that statement.
Not being a jackass, when do you think the Knicks last won 10 in a row?
I would say the 90s.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that. It's got to be, because it's not often that teams win 10 straight games.
Yeah, it has to be. I'll try to look that up. In the meantime, Danny is in New Jersey quickly. What's going on, Danny?
What's up, fellas?
Oh, this should be good.
How you doing, Danny? What's going on?
Nothing much, Boomer. Listen, let me just talk to Jerry really quick here.
Okay.
Jerry, do me a favor.
Danny, my man.
You're always, don't interrupt me. You're always
Why?
So
How come?
Appreciative?
No, that's not true.
Just now.
No, I'm very appreciative.
Thing for your face.
Right.
Do me a favor. Get off your grimy chair. Go on a ship. Go to an island and just stop complaining all the time.
Yes, absolutely. You're annoying.
Yeah, great. Good talk.
Good talk.
Danny in New Jersey wants to send Jerry to an island.
Yeah.
Well,
I would love to go to an island. An island sounds lovely, doesn't it
does.
Right now?
Yeah. Would you go by yourself or would you take your family?
Of course I'd take my family.
Well, I mean, what if it was just for like a week?
Yeah, no, of course.
You
Why
would?
Wouldn't I?
Well, yeah. I don't know. I just thought maybe you'd need like a week to yourself.
No,
You wouldn't
good.
Take a week to yourself if you could?
Not really, no.
No?
Yeah, G basically brought that up and said that, and I kind of agree with him now that we both feel like you need some time away.
Why is that?
A couple days off.
I don't know.
I'm just feeling like you. Listen,
a little edgy.
Yeah, I know myself when I'm getting to a point. Like I think I told Eddie not that long ago. I said in the talk back, I'm like, I'm edgy. I'm irritable.
Right.
I'm not like I have that, and I'm getting that sense from you.
Not even close.
Because of the no sleeping and the Rutgers and the traveling and all the things that are going on. The puffy
on
face.
On and on, yelling at the callers.
It just like need like a reset.
No, time out.
A
not yelling at
Hold on. Just a little bit.
Not yelling at the callers. It was the one caller who acted like a tool bag, and he earned that. Yeah, and if you remember, too, my complaining was about me on Monday because of the stupid computer.
He's very volatile right now, Jerry.
No, I'm not.
You don't realize.
It doesn't take much to get you going. You know, it's one of those things. You know, it's like a little thing here could, boom, it sends you right off. And I've been there. I mean,
I disagree.
I've been there
many
times.
I'm one of the more grounded people you'll ever meet.
I'm not saying you're not grounded.
We're not saying we love you, Jerry. That's what we're saying. Like, we're recognizing, like, a different Jerry. And a little self-observation would be helpful here, and you're not being very cooperative in that regard.
I think you're wrong.
All right, so let me –
eat it, Boomer, okay?
Okay, all right.
I'll put it this way. Are there times in your life where you're like, man, there's a lot going on, I'm very busy, I'm not sleeping, and I could definitely feel like it's having an effect on me and my attitude and personality? Have you ever said that before to yourself?
No.
You've never said that to yourself?
I love myself. I'm good.
I'm not saying you don't love. You can love yourself and
so
still sometimes recognize that you need like a day or two.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Okay.
We're thinking you need a day or two.
CBS Sports Network. Look what
fraud. Look how much thinner I am.
I know. I was just about to bring that up.
I told you.
I had not noticed that at all.
I told you. I gained about 20 pounds.
See, that's the other thing, Jerry. You're gaining weight. You're unhappy with yourself, and you know we.
I agree with that, Boomer.
Yes,
I do agree with that.
See, he needs a couple days.
He's just hit the reset button.
I was just off last Wednesday.
Yeah, but. You weren't really because you had to call the game that night.
I slept all day.
Yeah, but you ended up working at night, didn't you?
I did, and then I didn't. Yeah, and then we were up all night. Yeah.
Right. Then you came in the next day. You told me to say you didn't sleep at all.
Okay.
It's not really being off.
I'll take off March.
You are going to take off some time in March.
No, probably not.
You would think that we would have like a psychiatrist or somebody out there that could call in and help Jerry with a.
I would do that, but not on the air.
I mean, I think we as his friends and work family can kind of provide that service, Dan.
Well, we are, but he is basically fighting back at every
single shove it, Boomer.
See?
A couple shades of ass, all the things that he's been saying.
Hey, listen, you are what you are sometimes.
So this is another thing that's going on, and this is happening with me, it's happening with Boomer, it's happening with Jerry. You know, throughout the year, there are certain times we take a few days here or there.
Sure.
Boomer, after the Super Bowl, he would normally go down to Casa de Campo and play some golf.
That's right.
In the Dominican Republic. I have gone to the Keys to fish the last couple of years, and I'll go in warm weather end of February. Jerry has taken time also after, well, the Rutgers.
Not true.
Not with Rutgers, but before Rutgers. There were times you'd go to a warm weather climate, weren't there, didn't you?
Nope.
At some point, didn't you go to Miami once baseball season started? It was like April or something a couple years ago.
July.
It was July.
Okay. I never go anywhere until the summer because I can't. Kids are in school.
All right, fine. But this is a time of year that things start to build up a little bit, and you need a reset. That's all. That's all we're saying.
And it's listen, I know you want Peter Schwartz to come in. Just tell me when you want me to take off. I'll take off. It's cool.
I don't need Peter Schwartz.
Man, we're just trying to help a friend. That's
no,
all.
You're not. You're trying to get through the day.
We're trying to help a friend.
No,
you don't want to talk about Tiger. You hate the Nets. The Knicks lost, and you're trying to figure out how to get to 10 o'clock.
No. I told you this the other day when there was more stuff to talk about. I told you that I was legitimately concerned, and then it just seems
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. We could
that
pull,
you're
we'll
legitimately
pull
concerned?
I said the other day that the sleeping thing legitimately concerns me. I 100% said that.
We all have the sleeping thing once in a while.
I said it. I was legitimately concerned about the no sleeping. Because I'm seeing myself and you right now, Jerry, where you hit a certain point where it's like anything, like the littlest thing, it'll just send you, boom.
Your opinion is worthless.
See, I mean, we just.
Good job, Eddie.
We want the best for you, Jerry.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about.
Right on.
It's just a condescending.
You look reaction. Yourself in the mirror.
I do all the time.
So I disagree, and I'm too disagreeable. Now I agree, and it's not agreeable enough.
Well, the agreeing comes with this tinge of
condescending.
No.
Oh, you're very condescending. Yeah, you think we're kidding with
I'm
you,
with
and
you.
We're not.
Yeah,
right.
We have these conversations in here all the time.
Listen, I know I can live with myself now saying these things to Jerry. Like it's like now that I've expressed those thoughts to him, you know, I feel better about it. He could take them any way he wants, and he could do what he wants, but.
Flush him.
He's gonna flush him.
You know what? Maybe if we didn't interact with him so much.
Right.
And we just let him do a straight update.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be better.
Good. Then you have another segment to fill.
No. No, I want to interact with Jerry. I don't want to just sit there. Sitting there would suck. Just sitting here.
Well, I mean, we're trying to help him, and he's being just basically a pain in the ass.
It is kind
of not true.
It is. Yeah. All right. All right, fine.
I mean, like, I feel great. I'm not really sure what the issue is.
But Jerry,
aside from the fact that I bought a bad laptop, which I've since gotten rid of already.
Yeah.
And that angered me, as it would you guys too if you make a bad purchase. Other than that, I'm not really sure where we're going.
We're going to Delaware to talk
to Tony.
We are. Is what we're going to do. Hello, Tony.
Yeah, this one's for Jerry, okay? This is the number one hit song, okay, the chorus. And it goes like this. Sometimes you need some time on your own. Sometimes you need some time all alone. Ooh, everybody needs some time.
It's pretty good.
On their own.
Guns N' Roses.
There you go.
How about you? Nice job, Tony. I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, just want to make you feel better.
Hey, that's what we're here for, each other, right,
yeah,
Tony?
See, right, that's exactly what we're
go
trying to
go F yourself.
Yeah.
God, Eddie.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Bobby!
Good, thanks. Hey, something I hate about Jerry and something I love about Jerry. So what I hate about Jerry is that once I heard him talk about how he does not wash his hands and he goes number one. And something I love about Jerry is that he said that he had sex with his wife like 4 or 5 times a week. So I think those are two great qualities.
Hold on.
I said that. When did I say that?
Wait. I have never heard Jerry say either one of those things. You sure you have the same guy?
Huh.
He's not.
I don't really talk about that, so I don't know where that came from.
Was that on a podcast? Adam, Eddie, anybody?
Al?
I don't recall that.
That's something we would remember, no?
You wouldn't talk that way about...
The only time I think it may have come up is when we all had our testosterone checked and the fakakta guy who did it said we were all low.
Yeah,
and Jerry was like, I got no problems.
Clout his wife.
Yeah, maybe it came up then.
Why do you say that the guy was fakakta? He wasn't fakakta.
Oh, please.
Please, come on.
They didn't know which sample was which.
A terrible bedside manner.
I still have bruises on my arm from that phlebotomist.
They're just mad that they didn't win the testosterone competition.
Well, yeah.
Like we had a chance.
I know. Seriously. All you had to do was look at the outline of your penis through your jeans, and then he awarded you the medal.
When my blood was being taken, the one of them said to the other, whose blood is this? They had a vial of somebody's blood. They had no idea.
No clue.
Yeah, Captain Chaos set that whole thing up.
So, Jerry, did you at one point say that you didn't wash your hands after going number one? Was that true?
Yeah, not every time, yes. Yeah.
Even post-COVID?
No, this was way before then.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So maybe this guy was right. Maybe he did say that at some point. Wow.
Maybe I did. I don't remember that, but hey, all the power to me.
Anything else over there before
Sex slam their wife.
Oh, sex real slam their wife, did you say? Really quick, because you asked and I Googled it. The Knicks had 11 wins in a row in 2013.
Wow.
How about that?
Jimmy Clark called and I don't care.
A little Carmelo action, or was
That's right. No, it was Carmelo action.
See that? 11 straight. Not too long ago. They did lose last night to the Warriors, 114-106. Also, just St. John's did lose as well. UConn did win. You got Seton Hall, Butler tonight. Rutgers home to Indiana. Rangers and Philly. And the Sabres beat the Devils 4-1.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Anybody familiar with NBA Top Shot? Anybody have any idea what that is?
A little bit, yes.
So it's getting huge now. It's been around since July of 2019, but it's getting mainstream. So basically, off of the sports card extravaganza that has gone on the last couple of months, really since the pandemic started back in March and April, there is something now called NBA Top Shot, which is basically you own a digital highlight of a particular player, and you buy and sell these, or you hold on to them, and they accrue value, and blockchain is used in there, sort of like it is with Bitcoin and Ethereum to sort of determine the prices and who has what. Now, you know, in learning about this, it's a little bit interesting to me, because I'm like, all right, if I own a highlight that anybody else can watch, what is the point of that? But then I think to myself, well, okay, you know, when a card is a card, I mean, it's a picture. I can look at that picture of a card, but the actual card and how it was made, I mean, that means something to people as well. So it has gotten ridiculous with these highlights and these investments, and this could be one of those things that, you know, someone who, like, the most expensive digital highlight on NBA Top Shot, I believe, is a Zion Williamson dunk that's worth $250,000.
Yeah, I'm looking at Julius Randle's right now.
Yeah.
And the lowest price for Julius Randle, for the, I don't know if this is the lowest price, is $787.
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised.
And the highest price is $237,491. The price for what? To be able to...
To own that specific digital moment that only you have.
Okay, so here's one. Julius Randle, number 154, is worth $154,000.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Do I get to see it?
Well, I don't believe that you can. I mean, maybe you can, but you have to, if you own it, you own it, and only you have it. So it has to be exclusive in some way, shape, or form.
It says buy for $154,000. All right, so I am buying his highlight. This is what?
Yeah, and you're buying that highlight. You own that highlight. You have this digital moment that is only yours. And the point is that these things are going to, well, the idea would be that these things are only going to grow in value.
And the NBA is selling these highlights?
They are a part of it, yes. It's officially licensed by the NBA and the NBA Player Association. Terry Rozier is heavily involved in the NBA Top Shot. I see him tweeting about it all the time. Shaq got involved the other day in talking about it on TNT, and I was like, wow, this really is getting mainstream now. And you know, it's sort of like collecting cards.
Right.
So it's like the future of card collecting.
All right. So here I'm looking at a Tyler Hero.
I'm sure that his are super expensive. So you're looking at a Tyler Hero
highlight.
Highlight. Okay.
That's a pretty good play.
It's a great play, yeah.
All right. So this highlight here is worth $1,050.
And it's just him, like, you know, kind of juking a defender and then a little one-hand jump shot.
$1,050. Why would I want to own this?
Well, why would you want to own a sports card? It's the same thing.
Well, at least it's something tangible. But
this is also tangible.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't own it, but I'm looking at it.
Right, but I know. I don't have all the answers for you. But if you own that thing and then someone just says that I'm the only one that owns this. So, for example, like I can look up a picture of the Hannes Wagner tobacco card,
but it's not a card that you have and you're holding.
Sure,
this is a highlight that I can watch. Now I don't know, and what's going to happen? The NBA is going to tell me I can't watch any of their highlights. Is that what's going to happen next?
I don't know. That would be silly.
If let's just say I go to ESPN right now and I go to their site and I click on the Knicks game,
you can see the highlights.
Yeah, I can see the highlights.
Right, but it's also like, this is what I'll say about a card, too. It's the same. So it's a piece of cardboard. There's a picture of a guy on it. And on the back, there's stats. I can go to a website. I could see a bunch of pictures of a guy. I could print it out. I could print out the stats. Because it's only one of X amount that are made that way.
Well, all right. So let's say I was repping Mike Tyson and I wanted to get involved in this. Instead of calling it NBA Top Shots, I want to call it, you know, Boxing's Best Punches. And I want to own all of Mike Tyson's knockout punches. You could do it that way.
You could.
Or I want to own all of Mark McGwire's home runs.
Yeah, I think.
Because they were majestic.
Well, yeah, that'd be interesting, especially with his history. I mean, so as far as like going back in history.
Yes.
I'm not sure that is going to be done as much.
To me, that would be something. Like if you had Muhammad Ali's, like if you owned Muhammad Ali, some of his great fights.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is more of like the future and being able to get in on the ground floor, like a guy like Tyler Hero, a guy like Zion Williamson, like owning those rookie highlights.
Give me Michael Jordan's highlights. Give me Dominique Wilkins. Give me Clyde.
They may do that. I don't know.
Buy Slammajama.
Did you see anything on NBA Top Shot of things in the past? Or not?
I did. I did not go all that far into it. I was just looking at the things that were popping up. So
yeah, I'm not so sure. I'm just learning more about it as the days go on. I don't know if it's going to be something that I invest in, quite frankly, because this is one of those things that
Give
it could
me
go either way.
Dr. J in a Nets uniform.
Yeah, I know. You're sounding like a real old school sports fan these
days. I know that, but the point being is that those highlights, like, we didn't get to see
you.
Them. Well, we didn't get to see them as much as we get to see these highlights.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
But to, like, the people who are buying the NBA Top Shot things are, like, very young NBA fans that are into blockchain and stuff like that. You know,
but I think there's also maybe a marketplace for some older fans where you see, like, a Mike Tyson left hook just dropping somebody.
Sure.
I'm just trying to think off the top of my head how much that would be worth.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because we tend to forget the past, and I don't want people ever to forget the past. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you laugh because, you know, we interview players of today and you say, hey, do you know who Boomer is? You know, some of them don't, right? You're like, damn, how do you not know that?
Well, Justin Herbert knew. That was nice.
Well, I think somebody told him at Flag and Anthem.
You think?
Or maybe either that knew. Or maybe he watches the NFL today and maybe watched the Super Bowl and said, man, that guy dresses awesome.
Maybe he did. Well, yeah. He knew. He didn't know the third team you played for, but he knew Bengals and Jets.
Yes.
And we had to, like, lead him into the Arizona Cardinals situation. But he still knew. He understood. Hey, hell, Slava Malamud yesterday knew exactly who you were. He led with that when we had him on. So, I mean, I think you...
Speaking of Slava Malamud...
Oh, God, I should have never done that.
Why is that?
Well, now we're going to go in this old
Putin
direction.
Well, because Molly Walker went out there, and she's great. She's really delved into this whole Artemi Panarin thing. Mm. And again, you know, a number of his teammates refuted this situation ever happening. You know, I wish I could get to Artemi Panarin and say, be with your teammates. Go play hockey. Don't bend. Now, I don't know, and I asked a number of people yesterday whether or not he was getting extorted and, you know, how this whole thing is going down. Is there somebody back threatening family members or something in Russia? Nobody felt like he was in the midst of extortion or anything of that nature. So I'm still trying to figure out, and I know it's a huge deal because it's his life, and I don't want to tell him how to live it, but, you know, the best thing that he could be doing is being around the players that want to support him and play the game that he loves to play so much and wreck the league and play at a very high level. And the higher level he plays, you know, then maybe the bigger platform he gets. I don't know. But I'm going to get an Artemi Panarin jersey, and I'm going to get it today, and I'm not taking it off until he comes back to play.
Oh, wow. So a full 2 weeks, you're going to wear the same jersey?
He's a freedom fighter, and I'm going to fight right along with him.
Just during the show or throughout the entire day?
The entire day, no matter what I'm doing.
You going to sleep in it?
Yeah.
So you're going to sleep in the jersey
as well?
The
only time I'll take it off is when I go to take a shower.
Okay, you going to wash this thing? I mean, what if you get some food on it, you got some BO in there?
You can wash it when you take a shower.
No. I'm basically going to wear it. You know, I'm going to play hockey on Saturday. I'm going to be wearing it when I play, and going to let him know that he's got support out there.
Okay. All right. Very good. Freedom, fight, and support.
And I actually think this is going to help the Rangers, believe it or not.
You do.
In a weird way. I know it's better if he's on the ice.
Going galvanizing,
man,
aren't you?
But if I were his teammates, man, I'd want to go out there and play my ass off for the guy.
For your guy. Yeah. It's going to galvanize the group. Oh, let's go to Anthony in LaGrangeville. What's going on, Anthony? Anthony!
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Anthony. What's happening?
All right, well, I had two little topics to bring up with you. The one thing I wanted to bring up was the knocking on the bathroom door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In my job, the reason why you have to knock on the bathroom door, it's protocol, because if there's anybody in the bathroom, you're not supposed to go in. You're supposed to wait for that person, and the person's actually supposed to leave the door open while there's nobody inside, just so you guys know. And my second point I wanted to make was I think maybe we should keep Al home because I love talking to Eddie in the morning. It's absolutely amazing. He's such a good guy.
Well, fun's over, Anthony. You're not getting through. You're not getting through anymore. That's the problem. You know, Al is so strict with what's on the air that, you know, I had never heard from you, Anthony, until Eddie started screening the phone calls. So that means that Al was weeding you out all the time. And now that you're bringing this to my attention, I really know that to be a fact. So since this is going to be the last time that you're going to be on the show, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's it, my friend.
All right, Anthony. Well, it's good knowing you. Because now you're done. Because once Al comes back...
The gatekeeper is back.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a free-for-all around here for 9 months. Not anymore.
Yes, it has been.
Eddie's just letting everybody through. Like,
those Those days are numbered.
Yeah, if you're one of these guys, it's like, oh, this is great. I've been on 5 days in a row with my terrible points. No more.
Hold on. So how'd everything go yesterday at your doctor's appointment?
If that's what Eddie's talking to these callers about.
Has your grandmother taken a turn for the better, or... Oh, okay, hold on. Hold on for the boys. For Boomer and Gio, hold on for them.
Justin and Hazlitt. Hello, Justin.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
So this Top Shot, it's a complete farce, and it's like all based on speculation, right? So anyone can watch these highlights that you're quote-unquote buying on the card mm-hmm. on YouTube, so they're not unique. You don't get royalties anytime somebody watches that highlight, so the value is completely out of whack, and it's not worth the investment. I don't understand why people are valuing it so highly.
Yeah, I'm confused too, but they are. So, I mean, it's like one of those things where it's valued at what someone's going to pay for it, and people are paying an insane amount of money for it. Now, you know, 10 years down the line, you know, it might be, okay, this is worth nothing, and I put $100,000, $250,000
Bitcoin, anybody?
Into something, you know, or it could be a huge deal, and it could grow and grow and grow. Now Eddie's trying
to... I'd rather invest in a Jason Dominguez rookie card than any of these Top Shots.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's sort of like a digital trading cards. So,
it's not unique. Anyone can watch the highlight, and anyone can see the video that you have. You don't own anything.
Yeah, I agree, Justin. I understand
that was
those criticisms.
The point that I was just making.
Yeah, and I know Eddie's in my ear, like, oh, Bitcoin. Like, no.
No, that was on the air, actually. No,
oh, was it? Yes. Bitcoin's a totally different situation. Totally different. I mean, we're talking about cryptocurrency, digital gold, the ability to have decentralized currency that has nothing to do with the banks, it trades 24/7. We're not talking about a Tyler Hero jump shot. So please, Eddie, educate yourself in there. It's getting all boldy. It's all the first Moderna shot. He thinks he knows everything about everything. Please, get back to me on Bitcoin. I'm sitting here. We're cleaning up, Al and I. We'll see. You know what? You're disinvited off the private jet.
You know what's amazing is that there are a lot of people out there dealing with the whole COVID mental anguish aspect of it. You hear a lot of PSAs on the radio. If you're having trouble, please call this number and all these things. And it's a very serious thing.
Yeah.
This COVID vaccination situation and where Al can't come in here and it's forcing Eddie to answer the phone.
Yeah.
Is allowing Eddie a whole new life. Like he is now
that he never asked for or wanted.
but now he's talking to people. He's involved. He's having these nice conversations. And that's why, you know, he tends to be a happy-go-lucky type of guy.
Well, I've always been, but I'm ready for Al to come back.
Yeah, well, clearly. I mean, the fact that you could not get that out of your mouth faster yesterday when he came back to see us. I got a vaccination shot. By my calculations, Al can be back by April 7th. Or maybe the 2nd, depending on which, the Pfizer or Moderna. Or maybe by then it'll be Johnson & Johnson, which is only one shot, which means he could come back maybe March 15th. I was like, Jesus. What? I mean, I was just happy for Eddie.
Right.
That guy's a type 1 diabetic. He's got insulin and everything.
Comorbidity.
Yeah, he's right. That's your middle name these days. Comorbidity Scazzeri. That's how you're known. I mean, and all he's concerned about is Al coming back.
You opened Pandora's box with this NBA Top Shot thing, by the way.
Well, yeah, I'm glad that people are talking about it because I know that it's... So we'll get some more information on it next from callers because it's becoming a huge thing. And I've looked at it. I've... tried to understand it. I said, is this something that would be smart to invest in? And I've come back with no, but that doesn't mean that it isn't. It's just not for me, but it is for some people, and there's other people out there that think it's a fraudulent situation.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.